Yeah. It feels pretty good up here. How's it feel? There was a time where we never, for good reason, that we thought we'd never as a group play anything like this or because of some of the experiences we had had in the past. And after you see B.B. King and Jack Johnson and Cat Power and to be up here right now makes you realize how it could be really, it actually can work and feel really good. And we have a beautiful fucking night on top of it, so we're taking nothing for granted. And, since basically I am looking out at a small town right now, we're gonna play this one for you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. Oh,
shout it out, and I'm sure you know his name anyways, but I'm going to say it again. Mike McCready on stage. And, this guy right behind me started with Soundgarden. Well, he could have just retired as a legend with Soundgarden, but he decided to bail us out and help us along as well. We wouldn't be anything without him. Matt Cameron on the drums back. And Matt tomorrow is doing, not just tonight, I mean, it's not like he's playing 4.5 hours like Phil Lesh, and he's not playing 4 hours like My Morning Jacket. But, doesn't need to play 4 hours, you can fit it into like an hour, all the good. Anyways, he's gonna be on the New Orleans stage at 6 o'clock tomorrow with a 3-piece jazz ensemble, I think you called that, I'm not sure. And also at 3 o'clock on the Sonic stage, if you want to see him up close. And there's a lot of you, and I think the stage is only 200 people, so maybe we should just do a quick Rochambeau. All right, we'll do it at the end. Thank you. I didn't mean to. It's all feeling so positive there. I don't know how I went on a. I got kind of negative there at the end. I didn't mean to do that. A lot of fucking emotions flying around the world these days. And, a lot of them. And, they're all gonna come out. I think it's best that they do. Anyway, thanks for being part of the positive part. It helps. It helps. All right, here's the. We're gonna offer you a bit of statistical information here. Without getting in the way of everything, anything, but, January 20th, 2000. Let me check the facts here. It was January 2001 that George Bush took office and gas was, let me check the facts. I had him double check it. It's here, written, January 26, 2001. $1.46 a gallon when George Bush took office. You know that now it's above $4. When I wrote the song, I think it was like $2.50. And it wasn't even that long ago. And so you've got a Texan in the White House, and it goes from $1.46 to $4. I'm not good at math. I'm going to let you do that. No more hooks and more ends. No more trying events. This American dream I am disbelieving. When the gas in my tank feels like money in the bank, gonna blow it all this time. Take me one last ride. ladies and gentlemen, on the B3, from the same place as Jack Johnson, my pleasure to introduce Mr. Boom Gaspar.
Yeah.
good? The band will back me up on this. It's just so, it's something very interesting to grasp that of all places, in the middle of Tennessee, it would seem most like Amsterdam, Holland. It's the weirdest. If you as a whole crowd told me to fuck off in Dutch right now, I wouldn't be surprised at all. You'll get your chance. Thank you. Sue and Trevor. Waiting, watching the clock is 4 o'clock, is got to start. Tell him, take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, tends to sleep as he looks her over. She's in love with him. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Fucking beautiful. She lies and says she's in love. Didn't realize till the middle of that song how far the people actually went back out there, so so when we said thank you before, we didn't realize how many people we were actually thanking, so just to make up for it, thank you back there, everybody. Thanks so much. Not for us, not for this, but just it's great to see so many people that can like get a, you know, be together and communal and survive, and it's all good and incredible. It's great. It's all you. You've earned it. So here's a one of the saddest songs we know to play for you now.
Oh,
you very much. This is about waking up one morning and getting scared to death. Who wrote it, and I thought we would do so tonight. It's a woman called Victoria Williams. And it goes like this. Slipped on a curve in the road, in an old tar paper bag, on the south side of the town, on the wrong side of the track. Down on the way into town, we say, "Mother, can we stop and give her a ride?" Yeah, sometimes we give But her hands blew from her side while I prayed, Easy Mary. Down along the road, past the parson's place, the old blue car. L-O-R-T-E-R-I-N-G-A-L-I. You know this spot? Underneath that sign, congregated. Take a bottle, take it down, pass it around. Yeah, take a bottle, take it down, pass it around. Take it out. How's that, Boom Gaffer? Did we mention Stone Gossard yet tonight? Stone Gossard! Right hand man, Jeff a man. What the fuck is this world? Run to you again. Leave a message, at least I couldn't learn your voice one last time. Bear in mind, feel the score. Be my time by you. Would you hit me? Would you hear me? Oh, oh, oh. Oh, seen all the lighters and see how many people we have here. As much as music brought you here, I am absolutely sure that a song or music cannot change the world. Absolutely positive this. It can have a slight effect, it gets us through, but it cannot change the world. But you all, this many people, it is determined, it is positive, it is proven that this many people can change the world. How do we know? Because it is written, it is stitched into the fabric of our flag, it is welded into our Constitution that the people have the right to make change. And not only the right, but the responsibility to make change. You can hear this? Is this mic working? And this planet, you know, there's a time and place for all this, right? This kind of talk. But this has to be the time. It can't get any worse. We can't let it get any worse. This has to be the time, and we're right in the middle of America, and we have the power to change the whole world, because America's the superpower, right? You're Americans. You can change the whole world. So this is the time, and this is, do you agree with me? Is this the place? Thank you, because I'm saying this stuff just to even remind myself. You've been so good to us. We'll keep playing if you're all right. As long as we're singing, let's keep singing. Do you want to hear the story on this one? Or? The trouble is it's not a happy ending, but there's a guy I've been. I told you about emotions. There's so many emotions lately, and good and bad. But you know, when you know somebody that's been involved in this war, and somebody has either been killed, or you've known their family, or they've been affected by it, or they've been put in a wheelchair, or been put in a coma due to this kind of all the criminal elements that kind of ended up in this reality that we have now. It makes it a lot harder to kind of deal with it or just be happy. To just be happy and not think about it and not be angry and not get angry that other people aren't more angry. I'm kind of being clean with you here. I have noticed in the last few days since being on tour that I pick up the paper and I don't see one thing about the war. Not one thing. If it weren't happening any longer. So that's why you end up feeling like, you know what, we have to keep talking about this, because my friend is in a coma, or just came out of a coma after he was put in a wheelchair. I'm talking about a guy called Thomas Young. He was in a movie called Body of War. This guy's smart, wicked smart, incredible taste in music. And he still likes us. But he took a turn for the worse a couple of weeks ago, and my heart is absolutely broken about it, and I am angry. And I'm not gonna apologize, but I just wanna do something about it. But right now, I guess what we're gonna do is play a song, and if you wanna do something about it and sing along, we can send him the tape, and that's what we'll do. I speak for a man who gave for this land. Took a bullet in the back for his pain. Spilled his blood in the dirt and the dust. He's come back to stay. But what he has seen is not to believe. And it does no good to just pray. All he asks of us to stand and we must. And this war today, with his mind he stands. Oh, with heart he stands. Oh, with his life he stands. Oh, more. Nothing's too good for a veteran. Yeah, this is what they say. So nothing is what they will get in this new American way. The lies that were told to get us to go were criminal, let us be straight. Let's get to the point where our voices get heard beyond the White House. With our lives we'll stand, no more. With our Tonight, we don't usually play this one at this point in the evening, but we're gonna send this out to a friend of ours called Luke, whose father passed away suddenly yesterday. He was a great father. The fact that it was right before Father's Day is a very brutal truth that he's gonna have to live with. We would want to support him, and we're gonna send this one out to him. This is for Luke.
Thank you.
look like you. Somehow, I wait out in the dark for you to speak to me. We'll be right back. there's still time before it all gets glow in the dark out here, so. The people who put on this beautiful festival is asked me to tell you that now is the time to take the. I'm not gonna say. I mean, if you want to come on right at the beginning of crying, if you want, yeah. You, Thank you, good night, enjoy your weekend, enjoy each other. Enjoy the rest of your lives, peace. Good night, goodbye.